And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is exploring mysteries. Each of my guests is helping us explore mysteries, whether it's criminal mysteries, management mysteries, or mysteries of the cosmos. My next guest is a theoretical physicist and a string theorist. We'll explore parallel universes and the deep laws of the cosmos contained in his latest book, The Hidden Reality. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Brian Green is an American theoretical physicist and a string theorist. He has been a professor at Columbia University since 1996. Brian has worked on mirror symmetry and relating two different Kabil-Yau manifolds and concreting relating them to their orbifolds. We'll ask him about all of this later. He's described in The Flop Transition, a mild form of topological change, showing the topological in a string theory can change at the conifold point. And he's become best known to the wider audience through his books for the general public, The Elegant Universe, Icarus at the Edge of Time, and The Fabric of the Cosmos. His latest book is The Hidden Reality. And he has had related public television series as well. Brian has appeared in the Big Bang Theory episode, The Herb Garden. And Brian received his undergraduate degree from Harvard University and his doctorate from Oxford University, where he was a Rhodes Scholar. Joining us from New York, welcome to the show, Brian. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine.
Well, thank you for being our guest. This is a very heady topic, so I'm glad to have you on the show to help sort of demystify it for my listeners. Now, we often quip about something either good or bad happening in a parallel universe, but in recent years, discoveries in physics and cosmology have led to a number of scientists to conclude that our universe may be one among many. While it's amusing to think of my doppelganger existing out there in a parallel universe, how realistic is it to believe in a multiverse world?
Well, I don't think it's something that anybody can believe in with our current level of understanding. But there is reason to take the idea very seriously, because the possibility that our universe, what we have thought to be everything, the possibility that everything might actually be a small part of something much grander, a much wider cosmos, has emerged from cutting-edge thinking in a variety of different subfields within physics. So basically, the mathematics is telling us that our universe may be a small part of this bigger whole, and we're going to follow the math and hopefully one day be able to test it.
So you're saying that it's not beyond the realm of possibilities that the two guys up late at night probably have imbibed something, and they're looking at their fingernail, quipping, wow, there's a whole other universe there in my fingernail. That's sort of the theory that you're trying to get across to us here.
Well, yes and no. The possibility of another universe of the sort that we're talking about today, the multiverse being in someone's fingernail, no, that's not going to happen. But the possibility that what you would have thought as being completely bizarre or ridiculous, that there might be, for instance, other realms out there where there might be copies of you or me, that we might be having this conversation way out there in this wider cosmos, maybe infinitely many times, that is an idea, however strange it may sound, that we are led to at least contemplate from mathematics, which has already proven itself able to describe the motion of planets and the motion of particles like electrons, and thereby has proven itself in the domains where we can test it. Some of that math is suggesting what may be out there in realms that we can't yet test.
All right. My guest is Brian Green. So, Brian, gently take us through the reasoning behind parallel universes. For example, you know, there's one theory that the vast ocean of bubbles universe, in which ours is just one of the bubbles. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's a good example. I mean, in the book, in The Hidden Reality, I actually talk about nine different ways in which scientists have come to contemplate that our universe might not be alone. The one that you're pointing to is one flavor of multiverse, which I think is a good one to focus on, because when we think about the beginning of our universe, we usually think of the Big Bang,
right?
That's this theory that our universe in the distant past was very small, and then it underwent this rapid expansion to become big and huge and contain all the galaxies that we see, you know, up there in the sky today. Well, when we have attempted to understand the Big Bang with greater precision, here's what we have found. The math has suggested that the Big Bang explosion may not have been a unique event. There may be many Big Bangs giving rise to its own expanding realm. And that's where this bubble idea comes from. You can think of our universe as one expanding realm, like an expanding bubble, and those other expanding realms would be other expanding bubbles. So collectively, we'd be in this vast cosmic bubble bath, if we use the analogy, where our universe is just one of the bubbles. And that is a picture that comes out of a field called inflationary cosmology. But that's the math that leads us to think about that possibility.
All right. Another of the nine that you talk about is a multiverse that endlessly cycles through time. What would that look like?
Well, people for many, many decades have wondered whether time might have a beginning or whether time itself might be more like a circle where it kind of cycles over and over again and time never ends, it doesn't begin, it just sort of cycles around. And there is an interesting proposal that has been put forward by a physicist at Princeton named Paul Steinhardt, working with another physicist who's at the Perimeter Institute, Neil Turok. They and other collaborators have come up with a version of that kind of a cosmology in which our universe as we know of it today would just be one moment in a life cycle that literally would cycle around. And the picture is our universe is viewed as a big giant sheet, sort of like a big slice of bread in a giant cosmic loaf. And what happens is there are other slices of bread in the cosmic loaf, and these slices of bread can hit each other. These universes can slam into each other and then bounce off and then slam into each other again. And that cycle of slamming in and bouncing off can happen over and over again. Each impact is like a big bang, a lot of energy that creates matter. We call it actually a big splat in this version because these two things are hitting each other. But that big splat would yield universes that would evolve, and ultimately these big universes would come back together and collide again. And in that sense, time would cycle over and over.
Oh, my goodness. This is a lot to think about. My guest is Brian Green, author of the book, The Hidden Reality, Parallel Universes, and the Deep Laws of the Cosmos. Another one that intrigued me of the nine that you had, Brian, was the multiverse that hovers only millimeters away from us, yet is invisible. And we see this portrayed in science fiction a lot.
Yes, this is actually a version, in some sense, of the multiverse that we were just talking about, where we have found in our mathematical theories that the dimensions that we know about, left, right, back, forth, and up, down, or if you'd like, length, width, and height, the three dimensions of common experience we have found may not be the only dimensions of space. There may be other dimensions that we can't see, but yet the math says may actually be here, be around us right now. And what that would mean is we could have another universe that's displaced from us by only a tiny amount, but in one of these dimensions that we don't have direct access to with our eyes. So this other realm could be hovering right next to us, but we can't see it because our eyes are only sensitive to light that travels in our dimensions. Our experiments are sensitive, though, to gravity that might be able to travel between these universes. And there's an experiment at the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland, this powerful accelerator that you may have heard of, and it's looking for evidence of these extra dimensions, evidence in some indirect way that these other nearby universes might actually be there.
Well, that brings up the next point, Brian, that I wanted to go to, so I'm glad you brought up the Hadron Collider in Geneva. Is it possible, at least theoretically then, to move between these parallel universes, and how would that travel be accomplished?
Well, in this particular version that we're talking about, it would be impossible for you or me to travel to these other realms because the particles that make us up, electrons, quarks, protons, and neutrons, all of those particles are tethered to our universe with an unbreakable force. So we can't actually migrate off of our universe and travel to the others. But the special thing about gravity that I was mentioning is gravity, it turns out, is not tethered to our universe. Little particles called gravitons, hypothetical, but we believe that they exist, these little particles of gravity can easily migrate in this picture from one of these universes to another. So at the Large Hadron Collider, in essence, we're trying to coax that to happen. We're slamming protons against protons at fantastically high speeds. And in those collisions, we're trying to produce some of these exotic particles, these gravitons, that might be able to jump off of our universe and migrate toward one of the others. I don't know if those experiments will yield positive outcomes, but it would be thrilling if they did.
Oh, it certainly would be thrilling. My guest is Brian Green. We're talking about his latest book, which is titled The Hidden Reality. Now, Brian, black holes, I mean, it sounds to me black holes are where gravity comes together. It's a giant mass, et cetera. Are black holes a possible void or a possible conduit between parallel universes?
People have suggested that. Even Einstein himself, in a way. I mean, black holes were really discovered theoretically in 1917 by a guy named Carl Schwarzschild, who was studying Einstein's mathematics that Einstein had developed to describe gravity, the so-called general theory of relativity. And Schwarzschild found that, according to Einstein's math, a star, for instance, could collapse in on itself, creating a very powerful gravitational force. So powerful that nothing could escape if it got too close, not even light, and that's why it's black hole. Einstein didn't actually believe that these things existed. He thought they were too extreme to really be out there in the universe. But nevertheless, he and others studied them mathematically just to see what they would lead to. And there is one version of the theory in which you could, in principle, pass through the center of a black hole and on the other side find yourself in a distinct realm, another nearby parallel universe. My own feeling, and I think many people in the field feel, that it's too early for us to really judge whether or not that is reasonable. We do not yet, even today, 100 years roughly after the idea of a black hole really came to light, we don't know what happens at the very center of a black hole.
Right.
The math is so extreme, the conditions are so extreme, that we don't really know what's going on. So we can conjecture about it, but we don't really have a sufficiently deep grasp to know whether they could be gateways to other universes.
All right, I'm going to ask you to theorize one step further, if I can, Brian, then. So if you believe that movement between parallel universes does exist, does that mean, at least in theory, that it would also be possible to use these parallel universes to travel through time?
Well, if you, again, are willing to speculate, one of the other ideas that comes out of Einstein's theory is something called a wormhole. And what a wormhole is, it's basically a tunnel, just like a tunnel through a mountain allows you to go from one point to another without having to go all the way up the mountain and then all the way down the other side. It's a shortcut right through. A wormhole would be a shortcut through space, allowing you to go from one location to another easier over a shorter distance. People have shown that if you did have such a wormhole and you were able to move the openings relative to one another, then it turns out the wormhole would not just be a shortcut from one place to another, but also from one time to another. It would be, in essence, a time machine. Now, most of us believe, A, that it is likely that wormholes don't really exist. They come out of the math, but no one's ever seen one. Even if you had one, how would you keep it open long enough so that someone could safely travel through? There are a thousand reasons why we don't really believe this is realistic. But at least as a possibility, it has not yet been ruled out.
All right. Well, that keeps the hope alive. My guest is Brian Green, author of the book, The Hidden Reality, Parallel Universes and the Deep Laws of the Cosmos. And setting this up, Brian, I did say that you are a string theorist and that you practice the art of string theory. So first, what is string theory? And explain that for my listeners so we have a little bit better understanding.
Well, string theory is an attempt to realize a dream that, again, came from Albert Einstein, which is that there might be a unified theory of physics, a single mathematical principle, a single idea that might allow us to understand everything from the big stars and galaxies to the small atoms and particles. Einstein never found the unified theory, but in recent decades, we think that we may have found it in this approach called string theory, which basically has a simple idea at its heart, which is that if you ask yourself, what's the fundamental composition of matter? We know matter is made up of molecules and atoms, and the atoms have electrons that go around the nucleus with neutrons and protons, which have quarks inside. It's like a sequence of Russian dolls. Inside every particle, there's something else. That's, though, where the conventional ideas stop. The new idea of string theory is that inside these particles is a little tiny vibrating filament. It looks like a little piece of vibrating string. And the idea is that all the particles in the world around us are just different vibrations on this hypothetical entity. So everything's unified, in essence, as the vibrations of this ingredient called the string. Different notes of the string give rise to the different particles. That's the basic idea of the theory.
All right. A very well explained concept behind that, Brian. My guest is Brian Green. Brian, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Hidden Reality?
Well, the title, The Hidden Reality, really refers to the fact that mathematics has proven itself over centuries to be a guide into realms that we can't yet see or observe or experiment with. And the goal of the book is to show how a lot of mathematical trails from a variety of different angles are suggesting that there might be these other universes. So my goal is that the reader leave the book with a richer sense of the possible wondrous landscape of reality of which we are a part, and to have excitement at the prospect that maybe in the future we'll get some experimental insight to know whether these ideas are correct.
All right. My guest has been Brian Green, author of the book, The Hidden Reality, Parallel Universes, and the Deep Laws of the Cosmos. Brian, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners and they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, on my Facebook page, Brian Green, I have a running conversation with fans of that page. People are asking questions, and I'm answering them, so it's a good start. And also the World Science Festival webpage, worldsciencefestival.com, is another good place where, you know, my answers to questions are posted there together with a whole host of other interesting science material.
Oh, that is great. Brian, it has been a delight and an honor. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And